With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Allies of President Biden trying to block third-party bids that threaten his re-election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Worried that third-party bids from the centrist group No Labels and Robert Kennedy Jr. could take votes away from Joe Biden, the president's allies are taking action. In some cases, they're launching legal challenges to keep opponents off state ballots. Others are asking donors not to send money to lower-tier candidates. Demand for a third-party presidential candidate has reached record highs amid deep voter dissatisfaction with Joe Biden and likely rival Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel and the United States having another conversation Friday.
President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu finally spoke by phone after a glaring nearly four-week gap in direct communication. The two leaders spoke frequently in the weeks after the October 7th Hamas attack, but their direct communication decreased amid fundamental differences over their visions for Gaza once the war ends. Neither side shows signs of budging, and both men are hemmed in by domestic political considerations. Netanyahu says he told U.S. officials in plain terms he will not support a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it will not be merging with JetBlue?
Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit hasn't made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Costs are rising, and Spirit's ticket sales haven't recovered from the pandemic as quickly as the airline expected.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Continued very cold weather around much of the nation. Frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms blamed for at least 55 deaths. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live in the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granting the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. Attorney General Steve Marshall calls the order a significant victory for our country, for children, and for common sense. This is SRN News. Mexican Marines have detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel. Here's John Scott.
That cartel had kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March 2023. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León and identified as La Quina. That was the nickname the state previously listed on a wanted poster for José Alberto García Villano in 2022. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered a $150,000 reward for his arrest. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street returning to record heights and capping a punishing two-year round trip hit hard by high inflation and worries about a possible recession. S&P rallied 1.2% to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. It had dropped as much as 25% from that record. More details at SRNnews.com.